like this one needs a warning.
Perhaps. That almost sounds like an episode title. You can't top Ursula.
Oh my god. No, it is. All right, what's that now?
Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You did a double thumb this time.
Double thumb.
Double thumb point.
Oh, it's a lovely summer day.
That's
so
true.
I'm double plus good.
I was just going to ask how you were doing, but you just answered the question. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It is a lovely summer day. Not like it was warmer in the sun than anticipated, so it was lovely.
The Orwellian overtones there were unintentional, despite recent events, so.
Ooh. Was it a bright, cold day in April and the clocks were striking 13?
They may have been. I don't know.
Okay, so what were you doing on this lovely summer day?
Mostly sitting and drinking mm-hmm. and having a lovely time.
Enjoying the sunshine. What are you drinking? You like my Sagui there?
Well, currently.
Yes.
Gin.
Yes, gin and peach bubbly.
I've also had some flavored White Claws today.
Mm-hmm. Gin White Claws. We're on a gin kick.
And also at least one beer.
I am drinking a flavored gin White Claw still. I'm drinking the blackberry raspberry one.
Oh, those were tasty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't have one today, so yeah. I was like, oh, this is what I'm going to have now while we're recording.
I very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Some of them taste better in the sunshine, so I was saving those for sunshine.
Summer days are for day drinking.
Oh, yes. And I read books.
Hmm.
Yes. Do you have a nerd thing, Brandon?
Well, the Stanley Cup Final is still going on currently, actually.
Yes.
We're missing the game
yes,
right now.
I know. That is dedication.
But I also hate both teams, so it makes me kind mm-hmm. of ill to watch them.
Fair enough.
Anyway, but I started a new game. It just came out on Friday the mm-hmm. 13th.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes. I posted a picture of... I was going to post a picture of Haunted Mansion for it, but weirdly enough, I didn't have one from our last trip that was like...
Haunted Mansion-y enough?
Yeah, it was like details inside, not like the outside. But I did do the Tower of Terror. Well, I did Guardians, but it looked like the Tower of Terror from the angle
right.
I shot it at.
Yes. I saw you posted that, and it said you were at that. So people probably thought you were there again.
Well, that's where the picture was from.
Whatever.
It's supposed to be the picture is at there, not me.
The original Tower of Terror would be very appropriate
yes.
for Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians, whatever.
How was your game?
Oh, very good. It's a sci-fi game mm-hmm. with weird ethical dilemmas mm-hmm. to do with cloning and... Destiny, I guess. I don't know. The best way I can describe it is, well, it's called Alters, first mm-hmm. of all. And the best way I can describe it is it's Interstellar meets Harvest Moon.
Yeah, that is what you said to me before.
And
yeah. It's a weird...
If you know what either of those things are, it's kind of weird. But...
Yeah. That makes sense, though, because I know what both those things are, and I've seen you play it, and I'm like, that tracks, actually.
I feel it's an apt description,
but if
you haven't played the game and you know what both of those things are, it sounds very strange.
Speaking of games, this is not my nerd thing, but there's an update for Dreamlight Valley coming out next week that I'm excited about. That's it.
Isn't it Peter Pan?
It's Peter Pan.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of people are really excited about it. So when you start playing, there are a couple things that you can't unlock right away. Three things. And we've gotten two out of the three unlocked. And the last thing was the Skull Rock. And people are like, what the heck? And yeah, Peter Pan. Mm. It's related to Skull Rock. But that's not my nerd thing. Do you want to know my nerd thing?
I do. I really do.
Okay. So last Sunday, we're recording. We usually record this on like Saturdays, even though it comes out on Monday. So when I say last Sunday, I don't mean the 15th.
Right.
Right. Okay, good. It was the Tony Awards.
It was.
Yes, and we watched the full Tony Awards, and I think this is only the first time. No, I think it's the first time I've ever done it.
Yeah, I have only seen clips before, usually from Neil Patrick Harris.
That's true. I've seen bits and pieces, like different performances before, but I've never seen, like, we're going to sit down and we're going to watch the full Tonys. So I was very into this. I've listened to it, and I've listened to the red carpet before because I've been, like, driving, and I listen to the Broadway channel a lot in the car on Sirius. But it was really cool. I was very into it.
Are we slowly becoming latter-day theater kids?
Maybe. I think I was always a theater kid. We just didn't have a theater growing up.
We did have a theater at my high school, but I wasn't cool enough to be a theater kid.
We did, there was elementary after school and lunchtime drama. That was the only way you did drama. And then when I was in junior high, it was an option class. You did like once a week. No real performances or anything, just like drama games, which was cool. I would never be able to call myself a theater kid, but I was always into it.
I always loved theater sports. Mm-hmm. I am okay. I don't want to say good, but mm-hmm. okay at improvisation.
I'm
so
terrible at it.
I enjoy improv. It's thinking on your feet. I don't know. That's how I go through life. So
since we did our big drama play, we've just been playing theater games, mostly improv games, till like the last few days of drama class. And there are some kids in my drama class that like should be on Whose Line or something. They're amazing. Do you know the best? It is so funny. There's a group of really strong ones, and they do change like really well when they're talking. And no matter what you give them, it is so so funny.
That is a great theater sport.
Mm-hmm. It is so funny. We were going to play Yes and then one was like, can we play change instead? I'm like, guys, that's so much harder. They destroyed it. And then, like, we were crying, laughing so hard. And then a substitute teacher came in to ask me a question. Ended up staying 15 minutes just watching them play. She's like, what are they doing?
That one is a very interesting game because you need strong performers on the stage, obviously, like any improv. But you need someone with really good comedic timing to shout the change.
Mm-hmm.
And make the call on what works.
I will be 100% fair. To begin with, I shouted change. Yeah. But then the kids took over after that, so it worked really well because then I got to demo it.
Very fun.
Super, super fun. And then we did watch some Whose Line and played some of the games that I only know from that. Do you remember the one where it's like a breaking news and there's like a screen behind them?
Yes.
But then they have to ask questions?
Yeah.
So that was actually really good, too, because I had most of the class ask questions.
You can do that with a smart board now.
That's what we did. Exactly. And then we had people guess, but it was really good.
Not quite the same as a green screen, but
it worked as
good
it
enough.
Worked, yeah.
As long as they're not cheating.
Like. Yeah, no, and they didn't. So anyway, it was super, super fun. We played a bunch of different games. That was not my nerd thing, but just theater kids. It was a really cool, kind of fun little thing that we did. And the best thing is, from one class to the other, the kids who would yell prompts would be based on things that had happened the previous time. Like, from one day to another. At one point, they were like,
one day more.
Nice to bring back theater kids.
Yeah.
The one thing that they did for, I think it was a change game, was I said that they were in an airport, or airport security.
Yeah.
And that this whole thing where they ended up having something contraband, and it yelled change, 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 until it ended up that we left it on a monkey. So then the next time that a game came up, like, two classes later, and they were given a prompt, they were like a monkey sanctuary. The kid yelled out. I was like, that's really, because it's the same kids up. And they're like, are you kidding me?
Nice.
It was really funny. But no, my nerd thing is the Tonys. We watched, oh man, it was really cool.
All right, that's what we were talking
about.
Yes,
the
Tonys,
biggest thing for me, though, the biggest reason we wanted to watch this year specifically, but now I'm hooked, I'm going to watch it every year, was it was the 10th anniversary of Hamilton. And so
Hashtag Hamilton.
Yes, exactly. You spelled it wrong.
Literally, that I saw people saying that on the internet. Anyway,
it was amazing. That performance, I was like, there's no way they can live up to, like, no. It was, they hit all the notes perfect. Like, I'm not talking the singing notes. Like, they did all the things.
They did a medley of Hamilton, which is,
they understood the assignment.
Which is probably our favorite musical now.
I think so. I think it's mine now. Yeah. There's a lot of musicals I really love, but I think Hamilton's my favorite.
It's just really
good. This is really good.
I wish I could hate it because it's popular, but I
know.
I can't.
I know. Remember when we first watched it? Yeah. We were like so annoyed.
I was annoyed how good it was. I really was.
And then when I started teaching it, I know I had a student who was like really proud of the fact he had never seen it, and his best friend was obsessed with it. And then we were partway through, and I was like, "Hey, so and so, like, what'd you think?" He's like, "Oh, I'm so pissed off."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Why is that?" He's like, "I really didn't want it to be good."
I know.
It's like, I totally get it.
I feel that. I was like, "Oh, it rat American history. That sounds stupid." Oh wait, no, it's amazing.
Well,
wonderful.
I thought it was just going to be gimmicky.
Yeah.
Right?
I did think it was going to be gimmicky.
Nope, never mind. Sold. 100% sold. So, it was the 10th anniversary. They did the medley. It was amazing. Other stand-up performances, we were just talking, Audra McDonald did Rose's Turn from the Gypsy Revival. And just like,
damn,
I was in tears. Like, absolutely destroyed me. Although she's amazing.
There was, clearly there was a problem in our house because someone was like cutting onions while we were trying to watch it.
Oh yeah, weird. Yeah, weird how that happened. Okay. And weird to do it like right in the living room where we were.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
So weird.
No,
it was insane.
I'm not an emotional person, but Gypsy doesn't really mean anything to me.
Yeah,
like I've never actually seen
literally
the whole thing.
That performance.
And she did things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember you were like, how? How did that happen?
How?
Like, I don't understand. Just so good. My biggest question for how did she not win? I don't know. But anyway, the other performance who did win was really, really good and everything like that, but just like, destroyed me. There were a couple really good performances.
We had the third Glee alumni win a Tony.
That's true. And actually that one won Best Musical in General as well. It won quite a few things. And that, I don't remember what it was called, but it's like they're androids.
Yeah, they're androids finding out how to love or
something. I think what the idea is they've been made redundant, and so they know they're coming to the end of their quote-unquote life, and so they're trying to, like, experience things.
Right.
And I'm like,
well,
what
that's
a cool con... But it's supposed to be a comedy, and, like, I don't know. It was lovely.
And what
a cool concept. I liked it.
And with how prevalent AI has become in our society,
no,
it's kind of timely. So, you know.
Maybe happy ending. Yeah, so good.
Not about massages.
No, it was not. No, that is not okay. But yeah, like you said, Glee, which I loved Glee, by the way. But Darren Criss did win, and he played opposite a complete newcomer, which is really cool.
Yeah, like fresh out of school.
Yeah, like literally, this was her first performance in New York.
I thought it was crazy that we went to see the Book of Mormon touring show, and the guy playing Elder Cunningham was a fresh out of school newcomer.
Who did amazing.
Did really well. But I was like, wow, that's a big deal to come fresh out of school and go on touring on Broadway.
Yeah, how about winning a Tony?
How about just winning a Tony?
Well, she didn't win the Tony for a female lead in a musical. He did.
Mm-hmm.
But the musical won.
Right.
So anyway.
Being in a Tony Award winning musical.
I think her career will be fine. Now,
probably
for a while anyway. Anyway, it was very, very cool. It was I've been on a musical kick. Well, I was on a musical kick before that and is continuing. Yeah, that was my nerd thing. I loved it. I kind of want to see maybe happy ending now.
Actually,
there were a few really good
speaking
ones.
Speaking of Tonys, I just want to see like every Broadway and or West End hit get a pro shot. That is widely available.
So they're doing it more.
They are doing it. It is becoming more and more popular. I just want it to become the de facto way.
Yeah.
Like, most people cannot afford to go to Broadway or West End or even a touring Broadway show. Like,
no. I know a lot of people when I was talking about, because we had season's tickets just this year. We're not renewing them, although I kind of wanted to, but we're busy. It's fine. We'll pick them up again in the advance.
Yeah,
it's really expensive, and for us to go, it has to be a whole weekend thing.
That's more of the thing. It's like a whole weekend in the big city for us, and it's time.
Yeah, it is.
It's more of a time thing than ultimate first world problem. You don't have enough time
100%.
To spend the money to go see theater.
Yeah, no, that's true. But every time I would talk about seeing a play, people would be like, I really wanted to see that, but it was so expensive. And I was just like,
it is very expensive.
Yeah, it is. And I totally understand it. Like, And we've seen some great ones, even shows that we haven't necessarily loved. It's been really cool to go see the performance of. So seeing it pro shot, a lot of them that you never get a chance to, maybe some of them don't even tour anymore. It would be really cool to do. This could go in the news, actually, but I'm going to say it now instead because you're talking about it. The pro shot of Frozen the Musical is coming to Disney Plus in like a week.
Which is, that's awesome. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It should be the de facto standard.
Agreed.
Broadway show, pro shot for historical record with the original cast.
Yes.
Because that's special. And
it is.
They continue on with other casts often.
Yep.
But the original cast is really important, and it should be pro shot and available.
Yes.
For posterity, and also us poors who can't afford to go to New York.
I am absolutely going to watch the Frozen musical, the pro shot Frozen musical on Disney Plus. Probably the day it comes out, if not like right after.
Every pro shot that I've ever seen has been wonderful.
Yeah. How many times have we watched Hamilton?
Way too many. But
are we in triple digits?
even something as silly as Shrek the Musical.
I loved the Shrek the Musical.
Was
amazing.
Amazing.
Also, it's the only way I've ever seen Billy Elliot.
There you go.
That Billy Elliot doesn't tour anymore.
Right.
And it's amazing and a standard. And also, I love Shrek the Musical. And it's because I clicked on it randomly on Netflix. Pro shot, Shrek the Musical with original cast.
Yeah.
So good.
It was on I think it's probably still on Netflix. I don't know.
Probably. I haven't looked. But anyway, I got you to watch it. And you're like, really? Shrek the Musical? And you're like, oh, no, it's amazing. It's so good.
I would see that live now.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. People are like, well, then people won't go to the theater. Really? Have you been to a live sporting event? Sports are available on TV.
Yeah, it is a different experience live. I can see how they're hesitant, but it's also, I think it's more of a exponential gain to have a streaming something.
Well, I would never have. I don't know if I would have been I'm obsessed with Hamilton, and it's literally because I saw a pro shot version on Disney Plus. Granted, it was during the pandemic. But like,
it did have the most excellent timing.
It did. But, I mean, it was popular before that, and then they just made it widely available. And I don't know how many times I've listened to the cast recording. I don't know how many times I've rewatched it now. And we went and saw it live. And like I said,
And if it ever came back, we would see it live
again. We would see it live again, 100%. Shrek is a good example. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, whatever. I don't know if I'd be like, ooh, I want to spend money to go see it. Now I do.
Yeah, I would
I go absolutely see that live do now, because yeah. I saw the pro shot. So anyway, watch theater.
That's a good roundabout way to get to that point. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite from the Tonys? Was it Audrey McDonald?
Yeah. Well, like, we mostly watched it, A, because the host was Cynthia Erivo.
Who was amazing.
Who actually did a really, really good job. She was live playing off the acceptance speeches.
Yeah, she did the opening to My Way, if you
like. Which was awesome.
Please do this for the Oscars.
She could literally do it for the Oscars again, and that would be awesome. Yeah,
just stand in the corner and start singing.
And did a really good job with everything else and had some good numbers in there.
Yeah, it was really good. She did a really good job.
But we tuned in for her and Hamilton. The Hamilton. We heard the original cast was coming back for the 10th year.
Everyone came back.
Including, like, the backup dancers and stuff. Like,
the bullet, like, death. She came back and she had a moment and I think I cried. She was doing the bullet coming across. She was doing
She was doing, like, I'm pretty sure Book Guy was there, actually.
I'm pretty sure, actually. I'm going to rewatch it now just to make sure, but I died.
Crazy.
It's so cool.
We tuned in for that. That lived up to the hype, but absolutely. Aubrey McDonald was...
And it was a surprise how much you liked that. It was a surprise how much I liked that.
Came out of nowhere, and I was like, wow.
I was really excited when I heard they were going to do... Rose's Turn. I was like, oh, that's such a great song.
Well, I had heard that they were doing a Gypsy revival, yes. And Gypsy, when it was new, had swept the Tonys way back when. And,
oh, yeah.
And they were talking...
And they've done revivals before.
They were talking about it, and I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to me. But, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and I've seen versions of that song before. In fact, you were talking about Glee. They did it on Glee. Chris Colfer, who plays Darren Criss's boyfriend and husband on Glee, did...
Oh, they got married? I didn't see
Glee at the very one. End. Okay. At the end, yeah. Know. It was actually good. They did a double wedding with the two girls, Santana and Brittany. Do you remember them?
They got married also?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not watch Glee that long. I remember when they were both involved with the same guy.
Yeah, yeah, they had that too. One, as they got older, well, Chris came out and everything, and Darren was already out when we met, well, their characters, obviously not them, when we met him.
I'm pretty sure Chris Colfer is out in real
life. I think he is out in real life, yes. Darren is not. No. He is straight.
Yeah.
But Brittany, I don't remember her. I was funny because I was talking about the actors, but... The character Brittany came out as bi, and the character of Santana, even though she was, like, with a lot of men, was like, no, she just loves Brittany. It's kind of the way it goes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. She was, like, when in high school, she said she was liked both, and then as she got older, she was just like, no, she's just girls. So anyway, they get married, and then on their wedding day, Brittany says what she wants for a wedding gift is for the two guys to get married as well.
That's...
So they do. They were engaged already.
Awfully presumptuous.
No, they were engaged already.
Yeah, but...
And it, like, it's also a TV
very
show.
Glee,
very Glee. It was very TV
Theater
show.
Theater kids
totally.
Thing. Okay.
And so anyway, they had this lovely wedding, and that was a double wedding. So anyway, Chris Colfer does the version when years before that of Rose's turn that is his character's turn. And it's amazing and wonderful and not even half as good as Audra McDonald's.
There you go.
So yes, that was a very long way to say what my nerd thing was. Do you have a Better Know a Listener?
I do. We've had a lot of listeners, so we should probably better get to know one.
We should. Thank you for all of our listeners, actually. Especially because we're going to be really sporadic here in the summer. We're gone for a long time.
We're going to try our best. You were correct last week that we are going to be back next week.
Yes.
But then we're away.
The entire month of July.
Well, the last weekend in June, we're going to a music festival because music's cool.
Yeah.
And then it's a busy time at work. And then we're supposed to be going to Europe for the rest of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's going to look like for recording.
I do have an idea, but we can talk about it at the end.
I'm excited to hear your idea, because you haven't told me your idea.
Yeah, no, I haven't. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
But anyway, we've had a lot of listeners, and
I'm
shocked and surprised.
How wonderful. That's a wonderful shock and surprise.
Specifically, our Andor episode is very popular.
That's because Andor is amazing.
Much like Andor is, is very amazing.
Brandon,
so,
I have friends everywhere.
Yeah, well, you named it that.
I did.
Very good. That was all you. I can't take credit for that one.
You do name most of them, though.
I do name most of them, but yeah, you took that one. That was good.
Yeah.
But this week we've had hundreds of listens to various episodes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
We just sit in our basement here and... shoot the poo, as the kids say.
Pooh Bear?
Yeah, Pooh Bear. No, don't shoot him. He's
the No, we don't shoot the Pooh Bear.
So, yeah, it's kind of wild.
Although,
but...
he would have, like a slingshot and probably use that to get the bees out of the honey.
No, he just wants to knock down the hive
so
he can get the honey.
Get the honey, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
That was reaching.
Super duper.
I pulled a Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, but like...
Or Elastigirl.
Listeners from everywhere, from Hong Kong to Dubai.
This is blowing my mind.
Crazy.
This is literally blowing my mind.
But today we're going to focus slightly closer to home, but still quite a plane ride away.
Okay.
Sarnia, Ontario.
Sarnia?
Sarnia.
That sounds like Narnia.
It does, actually.
I was like, that sounds like a fantastical place. Oh, that's because it sounds like Narnia.
It rhymes with Narnia. It's also a Latin word.
Really? Which means?
It's a Latin word for Guernsey, which is an island in the British Channel.
Do you want to... Can I tell you how I know this?
Yeah.
Because there's an amazing book called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it takes place on the island, out, like in England... during World War II.
Well, it's the Latin version of that, And it's named such because the governor of Guernsey came to Canada and lived there and named it.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Kind of random.
That's amazing.
It's also the largest city on Lake Huron, one of the Great Lakes.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a port. It's also known for being the first place that Canada drilled for oil industrially.
And I'm assuming was successful if it's well known.
Well, they have a bunch of oil stuff going on there.
Which goes handily with
the
reason
I've heard of Sarnia before is, of course, because of the OHL team Sarnia Sting.
Oh, good name.
Yeah.
Actually, good name.
The alliteration's always good with sports teams.
And comic book heroes. Stanley taught me that.
You gotta have alliteration in your name.
Literally, we heard Stanley talk, and that's what he said. You need alliteration in the name.
Yeah. Stanley. Anyway, Sarnia, pretty cool. Kind of an industrial sort of blue-collar type of city.
You said it was the biggest one. Do you know how big?
It's like 80,000 the last census.
Pretty big.
Not huge, though.
No?
Especially for Ontario.
Yeah, that's true. This is everyone lives.
It's kind of nearby Detroit. Like, it's on the southern
dip
of Ontario.
Because I'm picturing the lake.
Right. The lakes kind of dip down.
Yeah, they do.
But it's on Lake Huron, and it's the largest city.
Wow.
So, cool. Go Sarnia Sting.
Named after Guernsey.
Named after Guernsey, apparently.
I love it.
That's so random.
Guernsey's supposed to be beautiful. Okay, I read a book, and then it made me really like the British Islands. And then I was like...
We should go to the British Isles someday.
I think this is an amazing idea, actually.
Go on a cruise or
something? Yeah. Where you, stop. I feel like I need to eat fish and chips if I go, though. I feel like they kick you out if you don't.
You can just order them, and I'll eat them for you.
Okay, good deal. I'll have, like, a couple bites. I'll eat the chips. You know what, though? I'm okay.
I have eaten fish and chips in England before.
Yeah, I have eaten fish and chips. I've never been to England.
I have been to Broadway before.
I have been to Broadway before. I know. Ongoing thing. I know.
Yeah.
I had a coworker who was talking about going to different places in Europe, because we were talking about going to different places in Europe, and he could not believe that I had never been to London or Stratford.
I have been to both of those
places.
I've been
to both. That's why I was setting you up to do that.
And I've had an Aperol Spritz in Venice before, so...
I have had an Aperol Spritz in Venice. That one I've got. But I have not been to Stratford-upon-Avon, which is, like, a crime. And also, I need to go to Bath. I need to be,
a little bit smelly? Oh.
No. But yes, I want to do the British Isles now. I think we should do, like, a trip that does that.
So many things.
Excellent Better Know Listener. I can't
believe... But just you wait.
Just you wait.
We're on a Broadway theme today, I guess.
So good.
I don't know.
To be fair,
it kind of goes with what we're going to talk about
that
today.
That is true. Honestly. If we eventually get to it.
No,
actually, I feel like that is a good segue. We don't have a show to talk about, but Ironheart is coming real fast. Which
yeah,
I keep forgetting about.
I do, but...
Oh my gosh! Full circle! Yes! Okay, so in the original cast of Hamilton. One of the actors is in Ironheart, so I feel like we should watch Ironheart just for that.
You should probably say his name.
So he plays... Well, because most people in Hamilton play two characters.
Yes.
I shouldn't say all, but most. Mm-hmm. And he plays... in the second half, he plays the son, and so every time I see him on the screen, on the trailers for Ironheart, I'm always like,
I'm nine. Which is a double cut meme from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which you've never actually watched.
No.
But anyway.
Have you ever seen any Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, I haven't. Just clips.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Yes,
anyway.
Absolutely. And then in the first half, he plays John Lawrence, and there's this very interesting history with Alexander Hamilton and John Lawrence.
Speaking of pride.
Oh my gosh. Look at that. Just listen right back on here. But Anthony Ramos? Ramos?
Okay, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Ramos or Ramos. I'm sorry.
He's also in In the Heights.
He is, yes.
Which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's first Tony Award-winning play.
Yeah.
And he's pretty cool.
And this is his first Marvel appearance, so.
And last, probably.
Probably.
kind of a waste. But anyway,
it is such a waste. He's so talented.
I think he's a very good actor, and he's got an interesting look, and it's kind of too bad that he's
gonna be
a villain in a B-level Disney Plus show. But hopefully, it's actually B+.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
And that's not to be rude to Ironheart. It's B is as best as it can be because
They're dumping it.
I don't know. It's sad.
And it doesn't have the potential that Echo had. Echo was so good.
Not even. Well, Echo.
I'm thinking of other things they've dumped, right?
Yeah, Echo was definitely B level, but it had ties to Daredevil and Kingpin, which was reaching. This has ties to Black Panther-ish, just
not even the second one.
Just
Wakanda
because
Forever.
She was in Wakanda Forever, but and, like that's reaching.
Yeah, no, and she was shoehorned in there to set her up for Ironheart. Yeah, she wasn't a natural fit.
Backdoor pilot for that. No. So,
anyway, I want to watch it literally to watch Anthony Ramos.
Yeah.
Be in this. Look at that full circle Broadway moment.
That was a Broadway moment. Okay, there you go.
Okay, let's go to the news. Disney A News Update. I don't have a whole lot of news. I only have one thing. And this isn't like saying there isn't other news, but this is the thing that caught my attention this week.
Yeah, I don't know.
A new Pixar movie has been announced.
It was announced on Friday.
I am so excited about this. It is called Gatto, and it takes place in Venice, and it features a black kitty. And those are like my two favorite things. Kitties in Venice. This could be terrible and I'm going to love it. I don't know.
They've only shown concept art and talked about the plot. It being the cat is like surviving the cat mafia.
I guess so.
Because I guess that's what's important in Italy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Seems vaguely racist to me. But
yeah, but it takes place in Venice, which is like my favorite place.
But you love black kitties.
And I love
and
black
you
kitties.
Love Venice.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And it's kind of nice because my latest D&D character was a tabaxi, which is a cat race.
That's true.
And he was a black cat named El Gato.
It's true. And what did he do?
He did a lot of dramatic things.
He was very Zorro-esque.
Well, he was modeled after Puss in Boots,
yes,
actually.
Exactly.
But yes, his full name was El Gato Tabernas, which is the cat in boots in Spanish/Latin.
I love it so much.
So there you go.
Every time it was like, it was downtown, you're like, what are you doing? And you're like, I carve an El Gato name into this.
Yes, he carved an E into things. and some of our party took offense because it should have been a G, but I was like, no, it's El Gato. All one word.
So yes, this one suits your D&D character very well. This one suits me. I don't know. I hope it's good because I'm excited.
As our black kitty is causing havoc.
Our black kitty, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. We also have the new Alien show. Movie.
Killer of Killers, I think it's called. something like that. Predator. Oh no.
No, the Alien show.
I thought you were talking about the Predator animated show.
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
That was called Killer of Killers.
Right. Although, hey, that is coming out too, actually.
It came out a couple weeks ago.
Did it? I thought it was this week.
No, it came out last
week. Oh my goodness. I just had in my brain summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand summer in TV and movies and stuff like that is actually like beginning of May, end of April now.
But yes, the Alien FX / Hulu show that will be coming to our Disney Plus. I don't know when it's coming out, but
I was looking for a date, but I didn't have one. We also have the movie Elio, which is another space alien one.
They've started advertising the heck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fine.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's not really grabbing me. Although Strange Planet didn't, and I thought it was way better than I expected.
It's giving me very strong Strange Planet vibes.
But Strange Planet was actually really good.
Which is fine, I guess.
This one is not striking me as much as Strange Planet did. I don't know. Maybe it's good.
I think it looks better than Strange Planet did.
Oh, see, I thought Strange Planet looked better. That being said, I just rewatched Onward in one of my film studies classes. Man, that's a good movie.
Onward got kind of screwed by the pandemic.
When we're talking underrated Disney movies, yeah. we should do another repeat of that. I know we've done it once. Onward needs to be on that list now. Yeah. That's so good.
I mean, it's no Great Mouse Detective, but...
Fair enough. So, yeah, that's the news. Let's go to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, we have addressed, hinted at our topic. June is Pride Month.
It is.
It is.
All month.
It's true. The whole month. And heck, Disney has Pride nights and everything, which look like a total blast, by the
way. Even in Florida.
Which is crazy. It is crazy. Disney has been doing it longer, and they do more, but Florida does do them, which is pretty exciting. Paris even does them, actually. And Paris is not like an event kind of place.
It's not an event kind of place, but I don't know. The French.
That's true. There's literally a line in the song from Legally Blonde about someone being European that it talks about that.
Yeah. I don't know. The French.
Okay. We're going to lose our viewers.
No, I mean that in a positive way. They're like, they're fine as long as you can drink wine.
That's true. Isn't that true for everything? It's fine if you can drink wine.
I mean that's my personal philosophy, or at least some kind of liquor. It's all good.
So what we're talking about, adjacent to Pride, is which characters, Disney characters, would throw either an amazing Pride party or be like absolutely amazing in a Pride parade.
Yeah.
Just, all right. Now, just, we're not, like, you can be, that can be an ally, that can be whatever, yeah. But just, like, who would put on a great Pride event?
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you want to go straight animated? Disney, Pixar, do you want to include Marvel, do you want to include live action, what do you want to do?
Let's just have a free-for-all.
Complete free-for-all. I'm here for it.
Everything is good. That's what Pride's about.
That's absolutely
everything
right.
is good.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
If it was a free-for-all, man, we could have a huge, long list. So let's limit it to three apiece.
Yeah.
But we'll, like, snake it, okay? So we can't...
Snake it. No, we'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, okay. Not right. Fair. We'll just go back and forth. So, like, no repeats is the idea.
Yeah, no repeats, but
okay.
back and forth.
Okay.
You know?
So since this... I had more time to think about this than you did, so I think it's only fair that you start.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the number one draft pick for any parade. The genie.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
He will put on the greatest
That's
Pride
true.
Parade you've ever seen.
That's true. He put on the great parade.
There will be 76 bloody trombones.
Nice Broadway reference. Yeah.
And also Buffy the Vampire
and
Slayer.
And also Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah. 76 bloody trombones.
No, the genie will put on the greatest Pride parade that you've ever seen and be happy doing it.
This is so true.
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He probably would have been, in this current climate, a huge ally.
100%. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, there is a story, actually. Robin Williams played a character in the movie
That's
version
true.
Of The Birdcage.
Right. Of course.
And opposite Nathan Lane. And at the time, Nathan Lane was playing a gay character but wasn't out. Well, so was Robin Williams playing a gay character. And, of course, we know now Nathan Lane. And Nathan Lane has come out. And they were doing, Nathan Lane always tells a story about his favorite memory of Robin Williams. Look it up, because he's done this in many interviews. But
beautiful,
he said they were
beautiful.
Doing a Oprah Winfrey interview about The Birdcage coming out. And she was asking about, and he was really nervous. He's like, I'm not going to lie to Oprah, but I'm not ready to, like, talk about this on TV. Like, he was, right? And so he wasn't, like, publicly out, but he said, like, and Robin Williams knew that. And so he said, absolutely no problem. So then you watch the clip, and it shows Oprah talking to Nathan Lane, like, you play a very flamboyant character, you worry about being typecast as this type of character, and you could see him, like, kind of like, well, and he's like, sorry, and Robin Williams is just Robin Williams. He just takes over the entire thing and does it so seamlessly and so caringly, like, he would be the world's biggest ally. I saw another thing about Robin Williams. It was, if who from any universe ever... or any series or anything could lift Mjolnir.
Mew.
And yeah. And the guy who was answering was like, Robin Williams, genie. No, just, he's like, just Robin Williams.
Just Robin Williams. Just Robin Williams. Yeah.
That's what he did. He's like, actually, just Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He would be, that's a really good choice. And yes, he literally puts on a parade to welcome Al into town.
Yeah.
Like, Aladdin, he calls him Al.
I think I won with the first selection.
I don't know. I think that was not the most obvious choice. The most obvious choice, how about the Disney character designed after the most famous drag queen that ever existed?
Yes, but she's kind of evil, so...
No. She is... She did nothing wrong. We have a whole podcast episode about it.
I know, but...
She literally sang the details of her contract. She is a boss queen, fierce woman who happens to be a bit of a diva.
She's a super diva.
But also,
the genie is also a diva. The
genie's a diva,
and he could probably kick her butt. But anyway, this is the correct choice.
This is the correct first second choice. First choice. Uh-huh. And that is of course Ursula. Mm-hmm. She was modeled after a drag queen, and I always come back to this. She turns herself into Vanessa, who is like this stereotypically beautiful character, which means she could do that at any point in time. She still maintains her powers and everything, and she's just like, nah, I'm good like this. I'm good being Octopus Lady. She's awesome. She is a vote for body positivity. She helps poor unfortunate souls.
Yeah, she helps them, all right.
But she would throw, maybe not, maybe you don't want to like go to her for like a hug, but I don't know, she'd be pretty good. She had eight legs. Yeah.
Very good at hugs.
But she would throw an amazing party.
Maybe don't go into business with her.
There you go. Yeah. Or read the details of your contract.
Yeah.
Just saying. But she would throw an amazing pride party.
Yeah?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
You know they would lip sync for their life and everything.
Yeah. No. You're right. She was modeled after one of the most famous drag queens ever, mm-hmm. and she is just a dramatic diva, and just because she's a little bit messy, that's okay.
Well, and she did nothing wrong. She's just a little bit fierce and diva-y and She's a little bit messy. Fair enough. So that, I feel, is the obvious choice.
Yes, that is...
I mean, if she was, like, an actual villain, but she did nothing wrong, so...
That is the correct second choice. Okay, there you go.
Oh, first choice. Who's your next choice? Although, I don't know how you're going to top Ursula.
No, I don't... Ursula's clearly a top, so I will not top Ursula.
Oh! I feel like this one needs a warning.
Perhaps. That almost sounds like an episode title. You can't top Ursula.
Oh my god. No, it is. All right, what's that now?
Anyway. I think I'll stick to the animated.
Okay.
Right. Section.
Alright.
Might be a little off the board, but that's okay. I'm gonna go with Scar.
No, I totally see it.
He is a very dramatic
fellow. See it, yeah.
And, yeah.
Totally see it.
I can see him.
Do you see that? Yeah.
Giving her just, on a parade float.
Totally. Yeah. He literally has them, I mean, okay. He has them marching behind him, like, leading parades.
He will be prepared.
I totally get it. Okay, so this throws me, because I don't want to do another villain.
It is unfortunate that a lot of the
the most fabulous characters.
The fabulous characters are leaning towards the villain side, because the other obvious one that you're probably thinking of is Hades.
I was thinking of Hades.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, like, you could go Jafar, you can go Captain Hook. How about Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
But no, I was thinking of Hades.
I don't know. Cruella de Vil almost gives off turf vibes to me. I don't know. She kills puppies. I don't have a lot of time for Cruella de Vil.
That's 100% fair. I'm just trying to decide if I want to stick animated or not. So I don't want to do Hades, which seems super
my last
obvious.
One that I have in the back of my mind is not animated.
Is he not? Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to go for it. Okay. Speaking of Cruella de Vil. In the live action...
This is only your second, so you have one.
No, that's okay. But because in the live action Cruella,
mm-hmm.
the friend that she makes, who runs the thrift store designer shop...
The Glenn Close live action?
No. The newer one.
The newer one.
Yes.
Okay.
They run that. I mean, you have someone who is running a fashion empire, has access to a thrift shop, and is above all very flamboyant. And when Cruella comes in, her character says that she wants to cause some trouble, and they're just like, perfect, I'm in.
The Emma Stone Cruella is definitely more...
Well, she also doesn't kill puppies.
Yeah. That helps.
I mean, yes. So, yeah, the shop owner, who is Artie. And he was the first original character in a live-action Disney film to be openly gay. And the look is very, like, David Bowie.
Okay.
Do you kind of remember who I'm talking about now? But anyway.
Very vaguely.
They own a, like, fashion, like, they could put up on a good parade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't seem sold on this.
It's more of a deep cut, but.
That's okay. All I could picture was Artie being like, let's do this. Let's cause some mayhem. And that's his character.
Okay.
Yeah, you still don't seem sold. Okay.
No.
Go ahead for your third.
For my third, and my team is gonna super win.
No, they're not.
Super duper.
No, unless you take my character that I wanted to save for my third.
No. I probably not, but definitely gonna win. I'm gonna go for the most dramatic diva ever.
I already said Ursula.
No. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, man. No, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Is going to put on the parade of parades.
Is he going to lead it in his walk?
He's gonna prance across the bow of his ship, that's which really will have probably rainbow sails going on. And
no, that's really good.
Yeah, no. Captain Jack Sparrow will lead the best pride parade that you've ever seen.
That is really good. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm kind of annoyed. I didn't even think of Jack Sparrow.
No. Yeah.
But you're right. He's amazing.
And he can wear some eyeliner with the best of them.
That's true. That is true. Which goes to show you can be a ladies' man and still an ally.
Yeah. I think he might be mostly asexual, actually.
No. No, when he goes to Tortuga, he gets slapped by all the women for all the things he was doing with them.
Yeah, because he didn't put out, probably.
I don't think that was the problem.
He seems to love his ship and nothing else.
No, he makes
and gold, maybe.
He makes a lot of comments about loving the company of women.
I think that's him talking and trying
please.
To spread it. I don't know.
Absolutely
We see
not.
Nothing in the movies that...
I don't know, He seems to be very interested in Elizabeth Swann, and they do have, like, a whole kissy makeout thing.
He's trying to manipulate her.
Uh-huh, except she's the one who does that. And then, he's like, you should be in a dress or nothing. I happen to have no dress in my cabin. That's a good line.
Yes, because he's just witty
okay.
and a diva.
No, you're reaching now.
No?
No, no. I think maybe he doesn't like labels.
That is also true. He definitely
but I think
does
he
not
enjoys
like labels.
Living life to the fullest in all of its forms. That's why. Anyway, the one I'm gonna pick literally sang a song that got the entire room. I'm going animated again, singing along with him, doing choreography and chorus work. Trying to bolster.
I mean, that is how musicals work.
Yes, yeah. That but trying to bolster. The guy that he had affections for, and that is LeFou from Beauty and the Beast.
My team.
No, LeFou is amazing.
My team smashes your team, okay.
LeFou is amazing. You honestly do not picture LeFou, like, on a pride float, like, getting everyone going.
He would be on a pride float until he saw Gaston, and then he would hide his face in shame, because...
No, he would not. He literally sings a song about how wonderful Gaston is.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's like too in get to Gaston.
Who until would... the end when he's like, no. And then.
Yeah.
No. LeFou
I like,
amazing.
I like LeFou.
Popping beer like the smashing beer glasses and popping champagne corks and.
Sure.
Yeah. Singing a song about Gaston.
My team wrecks, but.
You pulled Jack Sparrow out of there, and I was like not happy about that. That was really good. Although I do have Ursula, who is the best.
LeFou is the ultimate hype man, but he's just backing the wrong horse. I'm sorry.
He was, but he's not anymore. He learned his lesson.
Right.
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
Any honorable mentions other than the ones I said, like Hades? Like, Hades needs to be on this list, but I was not picking two villains.
An honorable mention for me would be Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Ooh, good choice. Another hype man, though.
Yeah, yes, but I feel that if Ariel had said that she just likes other ladyfish, he would have been way more happy than her going to the surface.
So he's not homophobic, but he's racist?
He just wanted her to be safe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. He just wanted her to stay under the sea. Any other special mentions?
I don't know. Do you have one?
No, I had Hades was my special mention.
Yeah. Hades, obviously, just very good.
Actually, you know who would put on an amazing party? Not an amazing party, but who would be a great... great ally, maybe, but not a good party. Speaking of Beauty and the Beast, Mrs. Potts would just like, come here, dearie, and have a cup of tea and tell me all about it. Right?
she would be the mother figure. Yes. If your family then, didn't accept you, exactly. she would give you a big
And then she
hug.
Would like try to throw you a party, but it would be like maybe not that exciting, but it would be like really sweet. And yeah, I think she'd be great. Ooh, I lied. Cogsworth and Lumiere.
Lumiere would definitely go for it. Cogsworth, I think, is probably in the closet, so I don't know. I don't know.
I just thought of Beauty and the Beast take there.
I think Mirabelle from Encanto.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Would be very much an ally.
Yeah, yeah. She's very much hype and support everyone around her.
Because, like, her whole thing is she's an other in her own family.
Yeah.
And so I think she would have a lot of empathy for others.
We do have an out... animated character in Strange Planet, but they wouldn't throw a good parade. So.
No, it's just a matter of fact, which is
what
fine,
about like Anna and Elsa?
I don't know. Meh.
I think Elsa would be pretty.
I think Kristoff and Sven.
Kristoff would be the same deal where he'd make cookies and. Well, he'd make stew. He wouldn't make cookies. And be like, come tell me about it, which is great.
Yeah.
But like, not throwing a party kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
No. I think Ursula's the winner.
Genie is clearly the winner. And then the rest of my team just is like. Strong.
I'm not gonna lie, Jack Sparrow caught me off guard. That was a good one.
Yeah. Winner.
I don't know.
But you can't top Ursula.
Okay, well, whether your parades and parties are thrown by characters like Ursula or Jack Sparrow or Genie or whomever, we hope everyone has a happy and safe Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the whole month.
Whole month. There's whole month. A few weeks left, a couple weeks left.
And if you get a chance to go to one of the events, definitely do at Disney, because they look amazing.
Yeah, they look super fun. Yeah. And then if you can't go to Disney, go to your local Pride Parade.
Maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
Know. Looks like a good time.
It does. So that's our show this week. Thanks, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. Also, he has a brand new album coming out this month, so check that out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats, El
Mule.
Yay,
El Mule. That was me applauding.
Wonderful.
You can find links to our email and all of our social media accounts. Also, that website was disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. Again, because I got distracted talking about El Mule. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. Do you think we're going to lose listeners because we talked about Pride?
Well, if we do, no big loss.
Ooh, if you're mad, you should comment.
Yeah, comment and send us an email. we'll read it on the air. And,
yeah, we will. It'd be great. Do it. Next episode. Brandon, you said that you had a plan. Not necessarily for next episode, but you said you had a plan.
Well, so we're away. We're going to be away for 3 weeks in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And then a week immediately after, going to Lion King.
Well, that is also true. The immediate weekend after we get home, like, which is a Thursday or something like that. Anyway, we will be going to our final Broadway Across Canada show.
And it's a Disney one.
So basically all of July is a write-off. But I was thinking that we could have like a raw, unfiltered episode just with our phones while we're in Europe.
Really?
Just, I'll have a little bit of scotch and we'll go in our rooms and record a short episode with just our phone. About our travels in Europe.
Actually super cool.
Short, no editing, terrible audio quality, but just to keep
Let's do it. We
seem to have a lot of listeners now, so we should keep the momentum
going. I know,
going.
And I feel like if we're gone for a month, they're going to go away.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah, I would too. I totally get it.
So if you want to hear us raw and unfiltered.
And maybe slightly intoxicated, because you just said you were drinking scotch in this scenario.
I do have a drink package, so definitely intoxicated.
I had to get one because you were getting one.
So we will both be intoxicated.
But you probably.
But me, mostly me.
Mostly me. Man, we're doing all the Broadway references.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you know that reference, you should message us too. Or if you're mad at us, whatever.
Yeah. Feel free. I don't know. I can take it.
I'll cry, but you know, you'll be fine.
Also, the Panthers won, so.
Did they?
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
I would actually, that's not worth a high five.
No, not really. I hate both the teams, but go Panthers.
That seems anti-Canadian.
It does. It super does, but I don't like the Oilers even more than the Panthers. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I like this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Not a Broadway reference.
Ghostbusters. They should make a Ghostbusters musical.
They probably will. A musical for everything. Mm. Okay, so that's not next episode, but that is in the future, and I love this plan. We'll like drop it at some point. I think it's exciting.
Cool.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Yeah, comment, send us an email. We'll read it on the air. And,
yeah, we will. It'll be great. Yeah. Do it.